Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is Reader's Month, so we're going to hear from Susie today. She writes this: I have been listening to your podcast over a month. I am so blessed and helped. I went back and downloaded everything I missed. Hearing you read and pray back the word is beyond amazing to me. It is so helpful and keeps me centered with knowledge that God is my anchor. I work as a correctional officer in a medium maximum security prison. Some days it's harder to keep focused on Jesus while the devil uses the prisoners to change or tempt me. Thank you for helping me stay centered. I looked you up today just to put a face with a name. You're more beautiful than I imagined. Oh, that's sweet. The love and joy of God shows in your face. I hope to one day have the similar look. Once again, thank you for the podcast. I have shared this with others, hoping they receive the same peace you bring to me each day. Susie, thank you so much. And I am sure that you are so beautiful. And I love that you're listening to this before you head into prison every day. That is amazing. The Word of God cannot be imprisoned, and you are doing a good work there. Please be encouraged. We are today in Micah chapter 5, verses 1 through 6 in the New Living Translation. And this is what it says. Mobilize, marshal your troops. The enemy is laying siege to Jerusalem. They will strike Israel's border in the face with a rod. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel, whose origins are in the distant past, will come from you on my behalf. The people of Israel will be abandoned to their enemies until the woman in labor gives birth. Then at last his fellow countrymen will return from exile to their own land, and he will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. Then his people will live there undisturbed, for he will be highly honored around the world, and he will be the source of peace. When the Assyrians invade our land and break through our defenses, we will appoint 7 rulers to watch over us, 8 princes to lead us. They will rule Assyria with drawn swords and enter the gates of the land of Nimrod. He will rescue us from the Assyrians when they pour over the borders to invade our land. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I know that chapter 5, verse 2 is quoted in the New Testament referring to Jesus because he came from Bethlehem. And that to me is so powerful. Here is this little piece in the midst of Micah that talks about who you are, this little prophecy that about a woman giving birth, which is what Mary did. And you will return us from exile. And that's what you did. We were exiled. We were alienated from you, and you brought us back to you. And you did lead the flock with the Lord's strength, and you continue to lead the flock of God, the church of God, with the strength of God. And the majesty in the name of the Lord his God. Jesus, you were majestic. You were amazing. And we are so amazed by you. It also says he will be highly honored around the world, and he will be the source of peace. In other places, it prophesies that you will be the Prince of Peace, coming from the Old Testament to the New. And that is true, Jesus. You have given us peace. You have made peace with God the Father through the death of yourself on the cross. And we now have unfettered access into the throne room. And we now have the Holy Spirit living within us because of what you have done. We are not forsaken. We are not alone. Even if we feel like we are, even if we're battling demons and battling our own frustration or flesh or sin, even when we are doubting our position in you, the truth is the Prince of Peace has secured our future. The truth is we are your children. The truth is no one can snatch us out of your hand. The truth is no matter what we do, no matter how far we stray from you, you are the shepherd who leaves the 99 and chases the one. And I pray today you'd chase after us and help us to be caught by you. Lord Jesus, we love you. We appreciate you. We worship you. Help us today to be mindful of those who are struggling today, who maybe need an encouraging word, would you show us who those people are? Would you open our eyes? Maybe it's someone to email, maybe it's someone to text, maybe it's someone in our present situation and in who needs to be encouraged in the moment. Show us, Lord. We want to be encouragers. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are such a blessing to me. And one of the ways you can help the podcast is simply to review it. So go to wherever, however you're listening to this, in whichever way, on Alexa, on the Pray Every Day app, on iTunes, Stitcher. There's so many other ones that I need to mention. But just go ahead and go where you listen and leave a review, and that will help more people find it. Have a great day.